You are listening to Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas, and I'm here with Charlie Wohlberg. He is the TEDx Detroit executive producer and curator. And Charlie, I'm so glad that you came into the studio today. You have brought some guests with you.
I've brought incredible exhibits
here. Yes, exhibits. That's
two fantastic entrepreneurs that are redefining what their fields are. And I think that's what TEDx is. You know, in the last segment, we talked about Life Remodeled and the Durfee Innovation Society. When you think of a community center, I guarantee you, you are not imagining what's going on at Durfee. That's why I want people to get in there and see it. When I say the word robot or the word mushroom, you might think sci-fi or you might think the Smurfs.
I wouldn't even know what to think.
WE and Rasmus are not working that. So, you know, I really want them to help redefine, recontextualize what these fields are. Take on new information so you can innovate in your own business and your own life.
So you have Rasmus Benbold. He's the managing director of US WheelMe.
Correct.
Thank you for being here, Rasmus. Thanks
Thank you for
coming to
me.
The Fisher Building. And we also have W.E. Da Cruz. She is the CEO of the Mushroom Angel Company. Thanks for being here, W.E.
It's an honor. Thank you so much.
So I'm going to start with you, W.E. What are you going to talk about at TEDx Detroit?
You know, my big idea at TEDx is to explore mushrooms. I have come to realize that mushrooms, the biology of mushrooms, is truly a theology for life. Ooh. You know, oftentimes when we're navigating very unlikely places, we often want to remove ourselves from the dark. But when you look at the fungi kingdom where mushrooms grow, you actually don't need light to grow. And so as we explore the biology of mushrooms, we're going to realize that life is still happening. Purpose is rising, even when you're navigating dark times. And so we're going to talk about mushrooms, and we're going to talk about how there's mushroom for you to grow, even in unlikely places.
So how did you get into the whole mushroom world?
I joke around often with my husband, who's also co-founder of the Mushroom Angel Company, that we are living the mushroom story. You know, we were uprooted from the East Coast and planted in Detroit. And while we thought we were being buried here because we had no roots here in Detroit, we've come to realize over the last 9 years that we were actually planted for growth. And so in a twist of events during the pandemic, when we stopped eating meat, we started eating mushrooms, not realizing that the pandemic was upon us and that people became health conscious and even challenged by the meat industry. We know that COVID, it was said to come from the meat market. And so what was just a household kitchen inspiration, we brought it to market, and it's just, we've been spreading the good gospel of mushrooms since.
How many mushrooms do you offer with this company?
Well, right now we're using portobello mushrooms. We know that there's more than 14,000 species of mushrooms. So we're using portobello mushrooms to produce mushroom first burgers and ground as our two offerings right now, currently out of Eastern Market, but available in 6 Midwest states. But the goal is to use different species of mushrooms to produce different type of products that not just for the nourishment of food, but hopefully the nourishment of your soul.
So where do you get them from?
Right now, we are sourcing locally. We source locally here in Michigan. We also source through the Detroit terminal, which gets mushrooms from, you know, different places across the U.S. and abroad.
You know what's so interesting about this story is if you've got a passion for something, you can do something with it.
Absolutely.
Is that what you're going to talk about, too? Like, don't give up on your dream.
100%. I mean, I think the big idea here is that there's mushroom for you to grow, that you can grow again, irrespective of what you're doing in life. And maybe you're happy, maybe you're not whole, but you can grow again. There's mushroom for you to do something else. There's mushroom for you in a room, even if it's crowded. There's mushroom for your light, even if shadows surround you. There's mushroom for your voice, even if it shakes and trembles, you know. There's mushroom for you. And so we're going to dissect and explore the power of mushrooms and hopefully empower people to live a purpose-driven life.
Wow, wow, wow. Yeah. Charlie, you're right about this. This is going to be a great day.
Detroit is home to the remix. This is where people come to create new things.
Well, I think you're right about that. Rasmus Benbold, Managing Director of US WheelMe. So you're all about robots.
Absolutely.
So what kind of robots?
So we've been thinking, I think it's safe to say that we're thinking very, very differently in terms of the rest of the world and how we approach robots. And the type of robot that we're making is essentially a robot wheel. What that means is that we can put four wheels under anything, and that specific thing would then be turned into a robot.
No way.
So, and that's where your imagination can go wild, right? In terms of what we can do and what type of value we can offer to society and businesses that wants to use our technology.
So is each wheel its own robot?
Exactly. So it's each wheel is a robot, but they have to work in a set of four. So you essentially would have one main robot wheel that has most of the sensors and the brain that decides over the three other supporter robots, which four of them work together in moving literally anything indoors.
So what are some of the things that you would see? I mean, right off the top of my head, I'm thinking car, but talk a little bit more about what else you would use this for.
So there's many, many applications that is possible out there. But I think like where the demand for our product is manufacturing.
Big time.
Think about an automotive plant or a Tier 1 supplier. They have so much intralogistics going around in their facility. You have people going around pushing very, very heavy carts from A to B to C, day in, day out, breaking their backs over it. And instead of doing that, we just replace the caster wheels on their already existing infrastructure with our robot wheels, and then it drives by itself from A to B to C, delivering material. So that's the main use case that we are doing, and that's where we see a lot of the value that we can create for our customers, so they can build a better environment for their employees, improve safety. There's 45,000 serious forklift accidents every year that we want to mitigate. And of course, making sure that they are efficient and competitive for the future.
Now, when you speak to the group at TEDx Detroit, what will you be saying?
So I think whenever you turn on the news, I think you hear something about AI, you hear about the future of the robots. That's probably what I'm going to talk about during the show. How do I see the future of robotics? Is it really true that we're all going to have a humanoid robot at home?
I may be homely, Buster, but I'm S-M-A-R-T smart.
I like her, and I'll take her.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
There is a one-day free home demonstration.
We can't guarantee her, you know.
Will it be one-size-fits-all kind of robot, or will you be thinking more specifically? Industrial application, commercial application that are much more specific in use, whereas you can build a targeted robot for that specific solution. And I have some, I think, really good opinions about where the market is going.
Well, is it true? Could I eventually have a robot at home, maybe doing a little bit of cooking and cleaning and helping with the daily tasks?
Yeah, I think that is true, but I think it's not going to be one robot at home to solve everything. I think it's going to start with you buying a robotic vacuum cleaner or a robotic lawn mover. And I think over time, the market will develop and we will add on more capabilities. But I think it's going to be purpose-built robot for a specific case, not just one size fits all, for many reasons. Because one is complexity, another one would be that I don't think you would spend $500,000 on a robot to have at home, right? And that's probably what it would cost if you were going to go for a robot that could solve all of the challenges that you wanted to solve.
Sure.
I think it's really cool that Wheelme is working today. I mean, robots sound very sci-fi when we're talking about the humanoid in the home. They're doing another combining robotics and artificial intelligence. Same way we look at, you know, HAL isn't taking over the world now, but we're using ChatGPT every day.
Absolutely.
And Wheelme is using robotics and AI every day right now in manufacturing and logistics. And so it's not so much that we're going to see what Wheelme is doing and say, oh, we need one of these in our home. But when you look at how they're innovating and how they're doing it right now, it'll spur ideas in your own business, in your own life, to innovate.
Are you based here in Detroit?
I'm based in Detroit, yeah.
In Detroit? Where are you?
So we're at New Lab down over Michigan Central. We're actually, I like to brag about this, we're the very first startup in the building. So I moved to Detroit in September 22. And the old building wasn't open yet, so we were placed at the project building called the factory for New Lab.
What a great
story. We put the
story.
World on wheels. Now we're going to put the world on robots and mushrooms.
Oh,
exactly.
It's all happening at
it's incredible. There's mushroom for wheels and robots. Yeah. Well, you both have wonderful stories. Thank you for being here today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, Charlie, thank you for bringing in these spectacular guests. This is fascinating.
Absolutely.
To get tickets for TEDx Detroit, just go to TEDxDetroit.com. Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, it's November. It's time to start thinking about the fabulous America's Thanksgiving Parade.